This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 376 and a quarter, up a quarter. July corn, 383 and a quarter, up a quarter. September corn, 390 and three quarters, no change. May soybeans, 966, up 1. July soybeans, 969, up 1 and a quarter. August soybeans, 967, up 1. May wheat, 494 and a half, up 3 and 3 quarters. July wheat, 490 and 3 quarters, up 1 and 3 quarters. September wheat, 499 and a quarter, up 1 and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end higher on Thursday afternoon, and in northern and western Illinois, country grain news quoted shell corn bids steady, ranging from 349 to 371. Soybean bids were up a penny to 4 cents at 935 to 968. In central Illinois, country grain deals quoted shell corn bids steady at 348 to 372. Soybean bids up a penny, ranging from 946 to 966. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 2 cents higher at 364 to 379. Soybean bids up 1 cent at 946 to 971, while wheat bids were 4 cents higher at 404 to 463. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 1 to 2 higher at 979 to 986. Basis steady to 1 cent higher at 13 to 20 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $317.40 to $337.40 per ton. That is 90 cents per ton higher, with basis steady at 5 to 25 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids steady at 373 to 390, with basis also steady at 300 to 14 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 3 cents higher at 373 to 378, basis steady to 3 cents higher at 300 to 2 over the May. Soybeans ended up a penny at 963 to 969, basis steady at 300 to 3 over the May. And new crop wheat bids ended mixed at 472 to 474, with basis 1 to 9 cents lower at 19 to 17 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 2 higher at 394 to 395. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 1 to 2 cents, with quotations at 988 to 989. Soft wheat up 4 cents at 495 to 502. And Milo ended the day steady to a penny higher at 442 to 443. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 359 up to 370. New crop soybean bids were at 894 to 925. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 355 to 370, new crop soybean bids at 915 to 932, and in the southern part of the state on Thursday, new crop corn bids range from 360 up to 374, new crop soybean bids at 901 to 926, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 452 up to 479. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 160.80, up 7 cents. June live cattle, 152, up 32 cents. August live cattle, 149.67, up 67 cents. April feeder cattle, 215.80, up 57 cents. May feeder cattle, 213, up 57 cents. August feeder cattle, 214.67, up 45 cents. May lean hogs, 71.02, up $1.57. June lean hogs, 76.37, up 90 cents. July lean hogs, 77.80, up 60 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 16th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 16 cents lower in the range of 55 to 63.50. with a weighted average carcass price of $62.14. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $4 lower, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 24 to 29, 4 to 5 weights 29 to 31, 5 to 6 weights 30 to 33, and 6 weights and up 32 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $38 to $43. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 16,395 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 570 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 160 to 171.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 148.50 to 160, and choice slaughter heifers were 160 to 173. They also had some feeder lambs, choice 50 weights bringing 230 to 247, and 60 weights bringing 234 to 252. Now moving over to Schuyler Livestock Auction, they had choice slaughter steers bringing 162 to 166.25, choice slaughter Holstein steers 143 to 148.50, and choice slaughter heifers were bringing 162.25 to 166. Over to the slaughter cows, premiums were bringing 135.50 to 141.50, high dressing 150 to 155.25, breakers were 102.50 to 110.50. with the high dressing 116. Boners were 103 to 111.50, and the high dressing 112.50 to 115.50. Leans were 90.50 on up to high dressing at 102.50. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 324 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $66.14, and that was $1.15 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were lower. Choice carcasses, $260.38, that was 42 cents lower, with select carcasses at $250.97, that was 25 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 102,000, that compared to 98,000 last week and 110,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 431,000, that compared to 420,000 last week and 419,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two for some news on the estate tax coming up after this. By a vote of 240 to 179, the House passed the Death Tax Repeal Act of 2015 on Thursday. At the end of 2012, Congress passed the American Taxpayer Relief Act. The legislation provided a permanent exemption of the estate tax of $5 million per individual and $10 million per couple, and raised the top tax rate to 40%, avoiding a return to the $1 million estate tax exemption with a 55% tax rate. While the legislation provided important tax relief, many feel estate taxes still weigh heavily on many farm families. House Ag Chair Michael Conway says when a farmer or rancher passes away, even though he has already paid taxes on everything he owns, the sons and daughters who want to carry on the family tradition first have to get over the hurdle of a tax penalty that can reach as high as 60%. Conway says the death tax hurts not only the next generation of farmers and ranchers, but it also hobbles an important sector of the U.S. economy. Many industry watchers are concerned about the reduced profit margins at corn ethanol plants, and, as Todd Gleason reports, they may believe the lower profits will eventually work into the price of corn.
This is on the idea the plants will cut back production and fewer bushels of corn will be needed. Consequently, the price of corn could drop because of the decrease in the corn for ethanol demand. Well, that's not very likely, says University of Illinois ag economist Scott Irwin.
Interestingly enough, at the present time, it doesn't look like this situation will have much impact on the price of corn. Simply put, we were, for domestic ethanol use, regardless of the price of crude oil and gasoline, stuck at the E10 blend wall in terms of the amount of ethanol we were using. We were stuck there when we had high crude oil prices. We're going to remain stuck there with low crude oil prices because ethanol has two things going for it. On one hand, despite the fall in gasoline prices, it's still the most competitive source of octane enhancement for gasoline blends. And then there's the safety net of the renewable fuel standards that also keep us there at the E10 blend wall. So I don't think it has much, if any, implications for the price of corn.
The E10 blend wall represents one maximum amount of corn-based ethanol that can be blended into the United States gasoline supply. This amount is equal to 10% of the total number of gallons used and is related to the automobile manufacturer's permissible fuel blend warranties. There is a first-tier maximum amount set by Congress of no more than 15 billion gallons. The E10 blend flexes with the amount of fuel burned by consumers, but is roughly 13.4 billion gallons. And declining as the automobile fleet is updated with higher mileage vehicles. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Summer is just on the horizon, which means it's time to trade out your winter layers for some summer skin showers. Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council says this is a popular time of year for dieting, but wishes to remind everyone to be healthy in their diets.
We know summer's coming up, but we want to be able to wear shorts and our swimsuits and look really well. So, lots of things that we can kind of focus in on to make sure that we're eating healthy and maintaining our weight. First recommendation, of course, we're going to start with dairy because it's so important that we get 3 servings of dairy every day, and that can be milk, yogurt, or cheese. The other thing that is very important, is recommended from the dietary guidelines, is to make sure half of the grains that you eat are whole grain foods. Switch to leaner proteins, so things like sirloin, whether it's beef or pork, or things like poultry and fish would be great ways to get some lean protein. And then finally, make sure that half of your plate is filled with fruits and vegetables.
Vickery says many people believe cutting meals will help in cutting calories and losing weight. She stresses this is not the case, especially with the most important meal of the day, breakfast.
Eating breakfast is one of the best ways that you can, first of all, start your body and your brain. So that's very important if we're going to make it through the day. And it's also a great way to get in some very key nutrients. If you skip a meal, chances are you won't make it up through the rest of the day and will be missing out on some of those vitamins and minerals. Another great recommendation is when you're snacking, and of course many of us do, just make sure that we're eating a variety of different food groups. Make sure that we're snacking on foods that are from those 5 food groups that we all know so well: dairy, fruit, vegetable, grains, and also protein. And, snacking really is a great way to kind of stave off the hunger, and also a great way to add in maybe some extra servings of those important food groups that we might miss out on.
For those worried about the cost of buying health food, Vickery has this advice.
Absolutely. Well, one of the first things we always suggest is make sure you get your servings of dairy in. You can do that by eating cheese, eating yogurt, or having milk. And it's a great thing to include with any meal or any snack. Always make sure milk is the beverage when you serve a meal, and it pairs well with so many different things. But as far as other foods, oftentimes people will say, you know, it really costs more to eat healthy. You really have to spend more money, and that does not have to be the case. Always buy fruits and vegetables that are in season, and then the other option is frozen fruits and vegetables. They could be very tasty, they're great, and probably will be lower in price. So that is something that you can really focus in on. When we're talking about grains, again, we want to make sure that we're including whole grains, so things like brown rice, quinoa, maybe whole grain pasta, and oatmeal are all great sources of fiber. and they're shelf-stable, so they will last a while. You can stock up your pantry with these items. And then for protein, make sure you have a variety of lean proteins on hand, so chicken, fish, loin cuts of beef and pork, and dairy also is a great source of protein. And one glass of milk has the same amount of protein as one egg.
Again, that was Joyce Fickrey with the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.